is finally here this Sunday. It seems like I've been waiting forever.
A good year.
Can't wait.
For the new season of Power.
Ooh,
it
Lord,
premieres
yes.
Sunday on Stars.
Questions,
and Ghost,
questions, questions.
Ghost is on the phone. Amari Hardwick. Okay, here's my questions, and you can answer these yes or no, and we can move on to something else. All right.
All right, multiple All right. choice. Multiple choice.
Not just yes or no.
No, just one right. choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, okay, okay. Did Fitty kill his son?
Yeah.
Good. All right.
There you go. I mean, 50 didn't, but Kanan
right.
killed his son.
Thank
right,
you.
Right, right, right,
Thank
right.
You.
Okay, okay.
He doesn't
okay.
He doesn't do well with the names of the characters.
No, I don't.
No, it's okay. all good.
All right. Now, did Ghost dump that white woman?
Please tell me he didn't. Please.
Well, he hasn't been with a white woman yet, so I don't know if he's dumped her. But
oh, the Puerto Rican,
the Hispanic lady. That's what he meant to say. The Hispanic lady.
He didn't dump her.
The woman that's not his black wife.
Thank
is what
you. Don't matter. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Talk to us.
Amen.
Live through us.
No, you're
okay.
living through him.
Man,
okay.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, during the off season, we've heard about 50 Cent being in a lot of financial trouble. The question is, are you getting paid?
Yeah, I'm getting paid because
he didn't say can I holler at you.
Unfortunately, my paycheck don't just come from 50's wallet. It comes from this little bitty network that's become quite the train that could in terms of Stars. Okay. So luckily I get paid by Stars, so that helps out.
And thanks to okay. Power, it's become that little bitty network yeah. that could.
You're right. That's right, very humble
okay. Pat. Okay, and my last question is, the ladies love Omari. How does your wife deal with it?
She loves me more, so it works.
Good for you.
All right, that's all I got. Sip, you got a question? I'm good. That's all I need to know. You answered my question.
So the TV show Power is back this weekend, but it's moved nights. How's that gonna? How does that look
what?
For you?
Oh no! It moved. It graduated to Sunday, so that's
to
like
Sunday
a big
nights.
Deal. You know, it's like kind of to your point. You know, we kind of if Stars is that big train now that you know maybe people from the premium network world didn't necessarily hear know about because of Power, we've actually been able to go to Sunday, which is. Apparently where the big boys went. I think Sopranos graduated Sunday.
That's a good night. Right.
Obviously, Game of Thrones is on Sunday, so that's like
right.
a big deal.
It is.
I felt fresh at first, like Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line in the fourth quarter in 98. But I feel all right. I think we can make the shot.
All right, Kevin Durant, go ahead and make that money. was there anything, because I keep hearing that your showrunner, Courtney, kept coming up with all of these great ideas. Was there anything that you came and saw the script and go, wow, that
you
can
you
tell
what's
us?
Cool is, well, it's hard to tell. You mean for season four or
yes.
what you about to see?
No, about coming up. Is there anything and you go, even for you, going, whoa?
You know what's been very good for me is it's been a really cool ride because from the gate when I sat down with Courtney, I talked to Curtis and Courtney very early in the process, pre-season one. And when I sat down with her, I realized that she was a collaborator, which, you know, every artist needs that. I mean, the radio world is no different. You know, you guys collaborate, you piggyback each other, you toss questions. Some of y'all might trump other people's questions, but everybody is heard. And so she's still the master. She's still the general manager, as I coin her. So she will trump some of our thoughts. But for the most part, as a lead, I've been able to give her ideas. And so some of what you'll see are ideas that we actually, between she and Curtis and, you know, and the likes in terms of producers, we sat down and they allowed me to kind of give ideas. So some stuff in season four you'll see from conversations that we had. So all I can tell you, I am heard in that house of power.
Okay. Omari Hardwick is a very serious brother, and he's a poet, and he's written over 400 poems. Given the situations that are going on today with Black Lives Matter and all the police shootings, have you written a poem for what's going on right now?
No, you know what's interesting is having written for years, you can't be a black man in America. You can't be a black teenager in America and be born a poet. You know, a poet is just how you think. If there's a lot of people out there that think in the same way as poets, sometimes they just don't write it down. But it first starts, of course, with a thought. And so for years, I kind of was writing about the scenario that's going on right now, you know. And so it's interesting. I performed in D.C. Reverend Jesse Jackson was honored, and Kathy Hughes was honored. And I was it was a conversation with Omari Hardwick, and I performed. And this was maybe 4 days before the 4th of July. And so some of the poems that I read that night, ironically, they were poems I wrote 10 years ago, but they can't be more apropos to be read than now in terms of what's going on. So I haven't had to necessarily write any new stuff because a lot of that stuff has already been there. You know, it's the same story. This is not, it's kind of like Power. We've seen a show about a drug dealer who, you know, love quarreled and trying to figure out between two women, and maybe we haven't seen him have kids in that like or in that kind of way that he has kids. But it's not a real reinvented. In the same token, black boys being shot by black guns held by white hands is not a story that we haven't heard before. I mean, are you kidding me? It's always happening. So I've constantly written about stuff like that, and I'm pissed off as much as I've ever been. But I've talked to friends, Nate Barker, Jesse Williams, Maurice McCray, some other people in my world. I'm trying to talk to athletes as well, and we're trying to figure out how to sort of harness the anger that we feel right now and make sure that when it erupts, it comes out in the most productive way. But I'm as pissed as anybody is.
Please tell me Natori Naughton is still in there representing for us. Just because you left her behind doesn't mean that we've left Tasha
behind. Oh,
in the show?
No, come on. No, we can't lose our we can't really lose our lead, man. You know, we're a good enough show where everybody forgets that it's Lila Loren and Joseph Shakur and Natori Naughton and Omari Hardwick, and we become Ghost, Angie, Tasha, and Tommy. But at the end of the day, the four of us, you know, those three that Courtney stars and Curtis threw me a great lob of having as co-leads, those three, they can't go nowhere. I can't work without those three. I need them.
All right. Well, I've been waiting a long time.
You need Tasha more than you know, Ghost.
Well, tell Courtney. Make sure you call Courtney and tell her that.
Represents
Thanks,
them.
Amari.
Represents
How
the sisters.
Thank you.
Sunday nights. Power returns to stars.